Hopper Sid, and this is my good friend Mark, or tonight he is Park Hopper Mark.
That I am.
And so for those of you that were watching a minute ago, you saw Tony, the manager, came out. We are at the beautiful Bongos. That we came out here and the patio was empty. It was absolutely empty, and now it is full. And so we are here for Park Hoppers Live. We have the beautiful West Side. We have the beautiful West Side going behind us, and it has just been a wonderful evening so far, getting together with an old friend.
It's awesome, and quite honestly, I'm honored to be here, and I hope I make Park Hopper John proud. You know, quite frankly, I'm a little nervous, but because I'm kind of a rookie when it comes to Disney World.
You've set me
up here for success, no doubt about it. But it is kind of I'm rookie-like, that's for sure.
But you are an expert at talking to people and making them feel welcome.
I don't know about that, but
we'll try. Mark and I worked together a million years ago.
I told you I told her 1,000 times never to exaggerate.
Did you now? So, we are here for Park Hoppers Live at the beautiful downtown Disney. We're actually sitting on the patio at the back of Bongos.
It is beautiful.
And so you can see the lake behind us. You've got the wonderful balloon, people walking around. So, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Hello, Park Hopper Mom. I hope that John is taking good care of you. And hello, David. I hope you are doing well also. And we're just going to let that go. And so we do want to, again, welcome you. Thank you so much for coming and being here with us, and
we have a lot of information to get to.
We do.
And
if you miss any of it tonight, you can always find us over at Twitter, at Facebook, of course, that's where you are now, at iTunes, the recording will be there, Stitcher, the recording will be there, and so and after the event, or after tonight, there's going to be a Q&A after the recording. So.
Now, I am a little bit, put off a little bit because I've watched all these podcasts and she has had ears on this whole time. Today with me, what, no ears? No. I don't get it, but that's okay.
How about somebody with ears? It is Stitch Day.
Stitch Day?
It's Stitch Day. Stitch is Experiment 626. It is June 26th. It's Stitch Day. So I brought Stitch in to visit.
I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, everything. And I'm wearing my little Stitch scarf.
All right.
I even wore this at work. I got a few looks. So, but this was a beautiful gift from Park Hopper John.
Everybody knows you love Disney World, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And again, I just hope I can do you proud here today. But.
Well, let's see if I can make the tech work and just, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're going to jump into the news. Everyone knows, or maybe you don't, we just had this wonderful Discover Bourbon event here at Disney Springs. It was the last 6 weeks. Well, now Disney Springs has decided to move on to another genre. We are moving into the Explore Brews and Barbecue at Disney Springs. So now, instead of just bourbon, we're going to have beer and barbecue. And there are actually 23 different restaurants here that are participating.
Wow. I had no clue that existed, actually. I mean, I come to Disney Springs all the time, but...
I think this might be a new event this year. They wanted to test it with the bourbon. And did you know about Discover Bourbon?
No.
Okay. So, for anybody, a lot of people came out and they joined us on Tuesday nights, and we went around to different locations, and everyone had different bourbon cocktails. And so what they're doing now is they either have different microbreweries, or some of them are larger breweries, and then there's also some beer cocktails. And so just to give you an example of a few that will be out here, and this is starting this Friday, and I don't know how long they're going to do it. They have not announced an end date yet, but definitely get out here before it ends. So House of Blues, they're going to have Isladora Brewing Company and some pulled chicken nachos and some brisket tacos. Sounds good?
Okay.
Of course, Splitsville. Bongo's Cafe is going to have their barbecue guava ribs. That just sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
And the Bodyqua beer.
Oh, so sorry. I wasn't skipping the beer. Yasaki, which is one of the stands out here. Absolutely. Planet Hollywood, STK, Edison. We have become big fans of the Edison recently.
It's beautiful.
It is.
The detail on that is beautiful.
Paradiso 37 actually has their signature P37 lager. So, fantastic beer. And that they are pairing with their South Carolina-style barbecue pork ribs. How can you go wrong with beer and barbecue when you're in July?
You can't.
No. Even the ganachery will have a chocolate chiller, which is a house-made beverage with caramel, dark, and milk chocolate.
Now, that's more my speed.
Okay.
I need to either taste chocolate or some sort of fruit in it, and then it's mine.
Okay. Well, and speaking of, cheers.
Cheers.
We have our tropical mojitos that we are enjoying here from Bongo's. It's been lovely. And we've had, you know, we've just had people doting on us while we've been sitting here getting ready for the show. It's really been
nice. You are popular around these parts.
I am not popular. They saw computers and cameras and they wanted to be a part of it. Whatever. So, Morimoto Asia, Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, Raglan Road, The Boathouse, Paddlefish, actually has Sailfish Tag and Release. That is one of Park Hopper John's favorites. So, there are pork chops. There is pulled pork. There is a Boneyard Buffet over at T-Rex. They're even participating. BB Wolf Sausage Company, Rainforest Cafe, Wolfgang Puck Express, all the way over on the other side of the marketplace. So you're going to find things from one end of Disney Springs to the other.
We were talking about that. I didn't even know the Wolfgang Puck existed on the marketplace. I just thought it was next to the AMC Theaters, which is being reconstructed into a different restaurant. So
absolutely.
Good to know.
So there are so many places here to eat, to drink, to people watch, to shop. We just, the rebuild that they've done in Disney Springs has just been amazing. So, Polite Pig, always one of our favorites. They are participating. Frontera Cucina, Deluxe Burger, Blaze Fired Pizza, and of course, Chef's Art Smith Homecoming. So, are you hungry yet? Just hearing the names, I'm hungry.
No doubt about it.
All right, so, getting ready for some sweet barbecue. Cannot wait to go. Gonna get some friends together when Park Hopper John comes back, and we're going to touch on that in a minute. I want
to go.
All right.
Is that an invitation?
I'm Absolutely. Gonna say
all right, cool.
Every Tuesday, come on out.
It's on record now, I'm just saying.
It is. It's recorded. So, this starts June 29th. Oh, and I'm sorry, it ends September 3rd. So, all through July, all through August.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2 months of beer and barbecue here in Disney Springs. Come out, spend your summer with us, and they are also going to have an event guide, just like the little passport that we had for the bourbon events, the kind that you get in the Food and Wine Festival. They're going to have one here too. It will be at the Welcome Center, or even the participating locations will have them.
I wonder when they do that, is it like tapa style type of things that they offer?
Oh no, it's a meal.
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah. So, all right.
You have to come here often.
Now you can make dining reservations for some of the restaurants. If you're interested, you can always visit the Walt Disney World website or call 407-WDW-DINE.
Awesome. So, coming up next, right, is of course, the Special Independence Day photo opportunities.
There we go. I'm trying to make it a little lighter here. There we go.
But the Special Independence Day photo opportunities at Walt Disney World, and they're everywhere. Now, this thing is... If there's one thing I'd like you to know about me is how much myself and my family love the United States of America, you know... I read American history in my free time. I've watched The American Adventure at Epcot Center, which is an astonishing number of times. Okay, just once. But
okay,
it was really, really nice. And the 4th of July is truly one of my favorite holidays. Now, so I'm extremely excited to share with you these special photo opportunities. And I'm a bit of a photog myself, and I enjoy this, but... Disney's PhotoPass service, which is really amazing. I mean, I remember the days of 35mm, right? And you go and get your photo, but now with this PhotoPass, all your photos you take throughout the parks are all on this PhotoPass, and you go online and so forth and see them, which is amazing.
You can also find them on your app. If you have the My Disney Experience app, you can link your PhotoPass to the app and look at your pictures right there.
Oh, that's so cool. Can you order a mug?
I don't know if you can do that from the app, but I will look into that.
I'm just curious.
Okay.
What a mug. Anyway. All right, so Disney's PhotoPass service will offer those celebrating Independence Day at Walt Disney World resorts. So let's start with photo opportunities that will be available at the Magic Kingdom Park. I think it's the world's most popular park.
Very close.
The Muppets present Great Moments in American History. It's an extremely interesting and entertaining reenactment about the founding of America. Now, on July 3rd and 4th, a Disney PhotoPass photographer will be periodically located near the Sleepy Hollow in Liberty Square. Mm-hmm. I now know where that is. So drop by and be sure to ask for the magic shot featuring the stars of the show. A unique photo. Now, on 4th of July, while you're soaking in the spirit of America in Liberty Square, visit the Disney Photo Pass photographer located near the replica of the Liberty Bell to take a star-spangled photo that celebrates the nation's birthday. Now, I learned from your blog last time that, as I understand it, right, the Liberty Bell here in Magic Kingdom is a replica of the same mold of the real Liberty Bell in Philadelphia.
Look, we are educational, not just entertainment.
For sure, and you're educating me every day, so I appreciate that. Now, a grand holiday such as this deserves a grand photo op. So Cinderella's coach will be in Fantasyland all day on July 3rd and 4th. And a Disney PhotoPass photographer will be there to capture that unique photo of you right in front of the Cinderella's coach. Now, once it's completely dark, on the evenings of July 3rd and 4th.
So we're talking next week.
Yeah.
This is all for next week.
Next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's July almost.
It's almost ready for Christmas in July here at Disney Springs.
Oh, that's one of my favorite times.
It is nice. Okay. Anyway, on July 3rd and 4th, when it's dark, head to Fantasyland, where you'll find this dazzling photo opportunity next to Ariel's Grotto.
Yes.
Now, thanks to the unconventional way this photo is captured, every photo is unique, which is kind of cool. So go there and see what yours will look like. Now, over at Disney Springs, where we are here at Bongo's, and Disney Springs, the surrounding area, visit the Disney Photo Pass Studio. And that's in the marketplace. So that's over by Ghirardelli's Chocolate. That's over by the Disney Store.
So if this is Disney Springs, and we are all the way over here on the west side, and this is the lake. Yeah, we're over here on the west side. Go all the way over here is the marketplace.
Now,
west side, marketplace.
We're here. So, what's cool about this?
I totally made you lose your spot.
You did a little bit, but no.
Okay, so completely dark. Disney Springs.
Disney Springs in the marketplace. You'll find it, but they have a special red, white, and blue backdrop. So while this location offers a variety of Disney-themed backdrops, this one is unique to 4th of July. Now, I was telling you earlier, every Christmas, my family and I come here and take pictures with Santa Claus, and we go to this PhotoPass area, you know, and get it printed out, and we memorialize it for every year.
Right.
And I just learned today after talking to her that...
Sid, how long?
No. I know your name, but I was trying to think of my July thing. This Christmas in July, and Santa Claus comes here with his swords on.
Did we just get photobombed?
Did we?
I think we did.
But anyway, Christmas in July is kind of cool. And that's available through July 7th. Now, and finally, at all four theme parks on July 4th of July, you know, select photographers will have this festive prop celebrating Stars and Stripes that you can include in your photos. So no matter where you are, you'll be celebrating. The Disney PhotoPass Services wishes you a very happy Independence Day. And of course, all entertainment photos and opportunities are weather permitting. But
right.
Here in Florida, how can weather go wrong?
We've got weather moving in right now, so you can see the hair is flying a little bit. Although if it gets a little darker, we might get a little brighter. But we could not bring ourselves to have you face a bunch of people eating when there is this beautiful view over our shoulders. So I'm kind of okay with the dark us and the beautiful them. Yeah, we were talking about like the Christmas in July, and you said your family comes and you do the photo pass pictures.
Yeah.
And now, do you know what the magic shots are? Do you know what a magic shot is?
No.
All right, so you will see pictures, especially on social media, you're going to see it on Twitter, on Facebook, things like that. People will have their hand out like this, and Tinkerbell sitting in their hand.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Or they're out there high-fiving with a cartoon Mickey Mouse. That is a magic shot. It's not there when you are actually taking the picture,
right.
But it's put in later. And so they're wonderful because you never quite know what you're going to get from the photo pass. So
the magic of Disney.
The magic of Disney. Good job.
Oh, my God.
That was Mark's first live podcast story. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, thank you. Very excited.
All right, so before we move on, I just have a couple of shameless plugs to throw in here. First one, if you have not gotten your copy of the Disney Bucket List, this is a wonderful book. It's a guide to Magic Kingdom on all different sorts of things you can do, things you can see, tips, tidbits, hints, where to eat, rides to ride, all kinds of things like that, and just some secrets that were built into the park.
It's definitely worth reading prior to you going to the park.
Absolutely. In fact, it actually has, you can see little check boxes, so you can check it off as you go. So, right now we are running a special on the book. Park Hopper John is one of three of the wonderful authors that put this book together for all Disney fans. And if you order the book now on wdparkhoppers.com, I'll try that again, wdwparkhoppers.com, and you put in the code BONGOS, B-O-N-G-O-S, you will get the special price of $10 with no additional shipping. So, that, got the book, and you were looking at it earlier.
I was.
And also, if everyone shops on Amazon, everyone is looking for things online, you know, sometimes we just don't want to go to the store. So if you're either on Amazon or if you're looking for some items that are either Disney related or things for your home, definitely check us out at www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon or www.parkhoppers/shop. Again, parkhoppers.com/shop. And you can either go through the Amazon link, it'll go straight to, you know, straight to Amazon, looks just like it normally does. It just tells Amazon that we sent you there, and we get a couple of pennies for anything you buy. So we appreciate that. It's a way that you can support Park Hopper and support what we do out here in bringing you all of the best and brightest of Disney. So, all right. Does that cover it?
I think so.
And I'm supposed to tell you that that link for the book is actually www.parkhoppers.com/bongos. My mistake.
No.
Sorry.
Worries.
Thank you, Park Hopper John.
What?
All right.
What? He's here? What?
He's right there.
Oh, okay.
He's right there. All right. Pointing at the note. So, Fast Pass Plus for Toy Story Land opens to Walt Disney World Resort's hotel guests, and there are special extra magic hours to be offered. I know we've talked about this, but since it's going to be opening this weekend, we wanted to remind you that starting June 30th, if you have not already heard, Toy Story Land will be opening at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
This is the biggest thing since sliced bread.
It really is. I mean, you even know about this, right?
I heard rumor of it, yes.
You heard rumor of this. Okay.
Actually, everyone's talking about it, and it's going to, I mean, obviously the way Disney does things is going to be awesome, but amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mark also works in hospitality, and so we are constantly working with people every day in both of our prospective jobs, telling them what there is to do when they're visiting us down here in Orlando. So,
it's our job to keep a pulse on this park.
Absolutely. So this is already up and running. Guests who are staying at a Walt Disney Resort hotel and who are 60 days or less from their visit can choose one FastPass Plus reservation for one of the Toy Story Land attractions, plus two other attractions in the park, such as Rock and Roller Coaster, Twilight Terror. There's other things that there's rides, there's photo ops, anything that you can get a Fast Pass for, you can now go in there and you can get one Toy Story Land Fast Pass.
That's pretty cool.
So this is gonna be great because you know it's gonna be 3, 4, 5 hours maybe.
Well, we saw that right with the Pandora thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Animal Kingdom, and that's still...
The lines are still 3 hours.
It's crazy, yeah.
It's nuts. So beginning July 1st, the Hollywood Studios will also operate on extended hours. They will be open at 8 a.m. They will go to 10:30 p.m. every day. They're extending the hours for a limited time. We do not know what that limit is, but starting July 1st, they're going to extend hours. They're going to have more extra magic hour opportunities. And so it's going to be extra magic morning hours and evening extra magic hours once a week. So they're going to open early every day if you're staying at a resort. So, and again, if you have not heard about this, if you've been under a rock somewhere,
yeah.
Toy Story Land is this amazing place where as you walk through, you will shrink down to the size of a toy. You will get to join the fun with Woody, Jessie, Buzz, all of Andy's beloved toys that they're having in Andy's backyard. And you can ride the Slinky Dog Dash, which is a roller coaster that Andy has assembled from his Mega Coaster Play Kit. You can take a spin on the Alien Swing Saucers and walk through the new Carnival Game Box to experience Toy Story Mania. So they're moving the entrance. So this will all be one park.
That's pretty cool.
Of one great park. And once you get hungry or you need a little refueling, you can grab a snack or something to drink over at Woody's Lunchbox. And of course, there will be meet and greets with the characters from the Toy Story films.
That's pretty cool. Really fun for all ages. I remember the Toy Story movies. I watched them fondly with my children.
Aww.
Oh, yes. Ah, the memories. Anyway, okay. So, special character interactions, right? Live entertainment, holiday treats, and more round out the 4th of July offerings across the resort.
There's more?
There is more.
We keep talking about 4th of July. It feels like Christmas down here.
You know, it almost feels like Christmas every day. it really is.
You know there's a Christmas store right over there.
The pulse of, we're here at Disney Springs, right? The pulse of Disney Springs is amazing. If I ever have to worry about the economy, I just come to Disney Springs and go, oh, there's people, okay. Everything is good in the world, right? So
have a $15 cocktail.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
And sugar cane. In case you didn't know, that's what this is. It's not a stick. They actually have real sugar cane in all of the mojitos. It's fantastic.
Now, fireworks are synonymous with 4th of July and Walt Disney World resorts, right? And on the Independence Day of 2018, which is Wednesday.
Yes.
Next Wednesday.
Yes.
The Disney theme parks will offer guests a multitude of memorable experiences. Let me just list some for you. So nighttime wows for the holiday include Disney's Celebrate America, a 4th of July concert in the sky. Fireworks will soar above Magic Kingdom Park while the air swells with patriotic melodies. The two nights only show starts at 9:15 p.m. on July 3rd and 4th. So that's pretty cool. And if you're in the surrounding areas, just look at the distance and you'll see some cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
As we do every night.
I live 30 minutes away and we can see the Magic Kingdom fireworks from our backyard.
I can hear them. I can hear them. We are a little bit jaded, right, living in Orlando. You see fireworks all the time.
Yeah.
But
there's fireworks. Yeah, whatever.
It's pretty awesome. So, also at Magic Kingdom, the DJs will host dance parties in Frontierland and Tomorrowland on July 3rd and 4th. The Muppets present great moments in American history with Miss Piggy, Kermit the Frog, by the way, one of my favorite actors.
Absolutely.
Fozzie Bear and friends reenact famous moments in American history, but as only they can. The live show is performed daily in Liberty Square. So Illuminations, the reflections on Earth. So the Kiss Goodnight at Epcot, right, will include a special fireworks finale that paints the sky red, white, and blue. The spectacular begins at 9 p.m. on the 4th of July. Now also at Epcot Center, the Voices of Liberty, which is an a cappella group, will perform traditional American songs on the America's Gardens Theater at 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m.
Now, I asked you earlier,
yeah.
You have never seen The Voices of Liberty.
I never have. I do like a cappella singing, and remember that TV show with Nick Lachey and the voices of some sort?
The Voice?
No, it's not The Voice.
Not The Voice. I don't know. I didn't watch this one.
Voices Without Music or something. I don't know. It's a cappella, but anyway, I love a cappella. I know I would love The Voices of Liberty.
So, Voices of Liberty were actually founded by a wonderful gentleman. He wrote the Christmas cantata that they do every year. And so he's a good friend of ours, Derek Johnson. He is amazing. He's been a part of Disney pretty much since Magic Kingdom opened.
Oh, wow.
And so the Voices of Liberty were something that was started near the beginning of Epcot. And actually, did you know that the Christmas cantata used to be performed at the Magic Kingdom?
I did not.
So they are amazing.
Only because Epcot Center wasn't open yet.
Probably true. So, but it used to be a one-night event that they would do, and it was facing the train station.
Oh, cool.
And so it really was fantastic. You know, we've seen pictures from way back when, but Voices of Liberty are unbelievably talented.
Very cool.
And so if you ever get the chance, definitely go see them. If you get to see them inside the rotunda at the American Pavilion, there is this wonderful echo effect that happens from the design. It's just amazing.
Could you do a little song for us right now?
Absolutely not.
Right on.
All right.
So, the Disney characters also dressed in Independence Day attire will meet the guests during the day of the American Adventure. Now, the 4th at the Fort, right? Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. Please keep it down. No applause yet.
They are so excited.
I know.
I mean, it's the campground. How could you not be excited?
Well, the campground will offer special events around the 4th of July's holiday, right? The 4th of July 5K run will take place on the 3rd. Now, my body is a bit, you know, it's built for comfort, not speed. Now, I know you do a lot of the 5K runs.
Not fast.
I don't see how you do it.
I am not fast.
I do as well. And registration's available, of course, for June 24th through the 30th, so a few days left, from 9 to 5 at the Fort Wilderness Bike Barn. Now, the on-site registration begins at 7 a.m.
Easy for you to say.
So not only do you have to run 5 miles, but you have to wake up early, too.
Okay, so you know that this is not early for a Run Disney race, right?
7 a.m.
Like, Run Disney races, you have to be on-site at 3 or 4 a.m. sometimes. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure not a lot of people do that then.
No, only like 24,000 every race. I didn't say we were smart.
But anyway, the 7 a.m. in the field next to Mickey's Backyard Barbecue, and the run begins from that location at 7:30. Now, the 4th of July golf cart parade begins at 4 p.m. on July 4th. Registration will be open again June 24th through the 30th, so just a few more days left, from 9 to 5 at the Fort Wilderness Bike Barn. Now, I've never seen it. I've seen photos. I've always wanted to see it. It's a pretty spectacular golf cart parade because people that have golf carts, they decorate themselves. It's pretty cool.
All
for
out.
Sure. It's a lot of fun.
Like, you don't even recognize some of these as golf carts. They look like parade floats. It's amazing.
And again, that's from 9 to 5 at the Fort Wilderness Bike Barn as well. And lastly, the 4th of July Beach Bash at Clementine's Beach will take place from 6 to 11 p.m. on July 4th. And guests will enjoy a live DJ, dancing, games, contests, a movie, and more. Now, in addition, the Fort Wilderness food truck will be available in a settlement area with delicious food items for purchase. So, amazing things going on across the resort.
Absolutely. I'm actually very excited for the 5K because I think I'm going to go. I have that day off of work. I think I'm going to get up. I'm going to go.
Did you lose a bet or something? Why would you do this?
Bling.
Torture. Bling. Yeah,
the bling. It's all about the bling.
Yeah.
I have no idea if there's metal, but I'm just going to keep telling myself that there's a metal. So.
There's got to be a metal.
Maybe
it's, and Fort Wilderness, maybe it's a wooden metal.
Oh, actually, Disney, take notes. That would be good. All right. So, one more update for you. The Play Disney Parks app has debuted at the Disneyland Resort and the Walt Disney World Resort. And that will start. Yes, I know. It's so sad.
Okay. Just for the record, I am not replacing John.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No.
He has to fly home for a family
event. Right, so, if you are watching and you are a part of our Ohana, you know that Park Hopper Mom is having heart surgery on this Thursday. So, Park Hopper John has gone up to spend a couple of days with Mom. I'm sure they're going to wander around and get all kinds of trouble. I think they've been at Starbucks. He called me earlier just to brag about this horrible lunch that he ate. Yeah, I mean, it sounded very yummy, but he's sitting with his mom, who's about to have heart surgery, and he's eating like a sandwich that has pierogies and cheese and sausage. And I don't know where you were, but why didn't you take me?
Yeah, right.
So he's up in Northern Ohio with Park Hopper Mom. Ooh, lightning!
Cue the lightning. Special effects for your
absolutely.
Podcast.
Absolutely, we have purple lights going this way inside the restaurant, so you can, I don't know if you can see this real quick. And now we have the lighting behind us. So, thank you. He's a cameraman. He's fixing the camera. So Park Hopper Mom, she's fine. This is something they found there was a problem, and they're going to go in, they're going to fix it so that she can get back to being the wonderful, amazing Park Hopper Mom that she is. So that's where John is. Well, we didn't want you to go out without your Disney news, so here I am with my friend Mark.
Live volunteer.
Absolutely. Absolutely volunteer. Reached out out of the clear blue sky.
We do have a pay rate issue, but we'll talk about that later.
I bought you a cocktail.
Right.
That's all you get. So, and we will have a different guest host next week. And should John decide that he needs to stay up in Ohio for a little bit longer, maybe we'll have another guest host. So if you're interested, let me know. All right. Cover it?
You did, yeah.
You're
just reading the thing. I'm like, I'm not replacing him.
No. I'm so glad you made it safe, baby. Come home soon. Hi, Mom. All right. So, back to the news. Our last story of the night, the Play Disney Parks app. So, started in Disneyland, it's out here at Disney World. So, the Play Disney Parks mobile app is making its debut June 30th, so this weekend. The app is free to download. You can pre-order today on the App Store and Google Play to be among the first to have the app automatically downloaded on your device. We have talked about this a little bit before, but just to remind you, the app was designed for families and guests to enjoy together. So you want to have everybody on the app together. It has a group play that enables everyone to join in on the fun. You can turn wait times into play times with interactive experiences and activities created for select attraction queues. So there will be the playset party at the Toy Story Mania at California Adventure and Hollywood Studios. Off to Neverland, Peter Pan's Flight in Disneyland and Magic Kingdom. The Rocket Race at Space Mountain, again, Disneyland Park and Magic Kingdom. And Andy's Board Game Blast at the Slinky Dog Coaster. So, there are even more things to explore on the app, and they are constantly going to be updating it, adding more information. When you're signed into your Disney account, they are asking that this is available to guests 13 and over, so check that out. You can earn, collect, and share achievements, rewards for playing games, answering trivia. There's challenges to compete, and you can experience select attractions across Disneyland and Walt Disney World. So, as with the Disney trivia feature, there is sure to be something for everyone to enjoy as guests can discover fun facts about their favorite theme parks. So this is a first-of-its-kind app that will also allow guests to celebrate the songs of Disney in a whole new way. You can access Apple Music from within the app and tap into a curated audio experience featuring official playlists inspired by theme park lands, attractions, and characters. So there's, you know...
It seems very robust.
Well, it seems like that Disney is taking some notes from the fact that wait times are long.
For sure.
And even with the interactive queues, like, you know, Space Mountain has some great games to play as you're standing inside. Well, if you're stuck outside, you're kind of stuck. Absolutely. Now there's something to do. So, this is just the beginning. Disney has promised us that the game will evolve over time. There will be new experiences, new offerings. There will be Star Wars themed games, and that will come probably in the summer of 2019. So, for latest information and updates, definitely check out the Play Disney Parks page on the Disney website, and be sure to pre-order the app right away so you can get started with the fun. So, did we miss anything?
I gotta tell you, it was a lot of information.
It was.
So, at least, like, you can look back at this, you can pause, you can rewind and so forth, because...
Yeah.
Some of that 4th of July stuff that's coming up soon, and if you're in the area and so forth, it's good stuff.
It is. You know? And we will definitely hit on that again next week, because it will all be happening next Wednesday, which is 4th of July.
Yeah.
So next week, we are still working on our location. I have a different guest host for next week, so who will it be?
I don't take offense to that.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. So again, definitely check out the book. So we have, for the book, you have the book. www.parkhoppers.com/bongos. As always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to visit us over at www.parkhoppers.com. Sign up for the newsletter. And as always...
Well, I just want to say, it has been such a pleasure being here with you. I am a fan of your podcast. It's a dream of mine to be here with you, and I'm just thankful that you accepted my... No, I'm not. I really do enjoy it, and it's great information. So I appreciate what you and Park Hopper John do every day and every week, and giving us that information, because when we go to Disney World now, taking these tidbits and secrets and so forth of the unknown and making them known is really fantastic. So thank you for what you and Park Hopper John do. You guys are awesome.
Well, and we miss you, Park Hopper John. Thank you so much, Mark, for coming out. It really was, I got the loveliest note of, I would love to do this. I'm not a huge Disney person. I don't know what I bring to the table, which...
I'm not an expert, by any chance.
Which, Mark is one of the most welcoming and warm, inviting people. Mark actually used to do tours at some place that I used to work at, and just everyone loved him. They would mention him in surveys months later.
Okay. Thank you.
And so, it was such a joy. And it was so great to see you in person again.
It was. Nice to see you.
So, we work about 2 miles apart from each other, and we never see each other
anymore.
So,
I see you on TV.
You see me on TV. Or your phone. Or iTunes. Or Facebook Live. Or, yeah, there we go. So, thank you so much, everyone. We are going to stick around and answer some questions if you have any. But If not, thank you so much for joining us here at WDW Park Hoppers. Four parks, one world.
And everywhere in between.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. So, do you have any questions? Anything we threw out tonight?
So here's my, not even a question really, but here's my bit of knowledge that I can... give to you, right?
Yes.
I've always known, or we've figured it out at Disney Springs, there are three things that you can get for free here at Disney Springs, right?
Yes.
You can go on a free boat ride from like House of Blues to Rainforest Cafe.
Yes.
You can get free chocolate at Ghirardelli's Chocolate.
Yes.
And right next to Ghirardelli's is the basin, and you can wash your hands for free. So those are the three things that I know about that you can do here at Disney Springs.
And you can get a button.
You get a button here,
too? Happy birthday button.
Oh,
you can get over at the marketplace. You can actually get them at most of the shops.
Four things, folks. Four things.
Your four things for free.
For free.
At Disney Springs. Ralph, thank you so much. Yeah, we were kind of in love with the background, so we were all right with us being a little dimmer. But
I like the fact she has a balloon growing out of her head the whole time. You know. I told you should have wore those ears.
Ears.
Yeah, Stitch Day.
Stitch Day. I can't believe, well, you wore your blue, so you're celebrating.
I did, yes.
So there you go. So, and now, let's see, we covered a lot of Marketplace, West Side. We even, in case anyone had missed this, where'd it go? We had a map.
Oh, yeah, I think they took it with our menus.
I think they did. We even had a map so that Mark could get acclimated to where he was.
Because what I didn't realize is that, before Disney Springs, right, and I know the history of Disney Springs and the story behind it, but before that there was the Marketplace, there was Pleasure Island, there was the West End and so forth, but those areas are still referred to Marketplace and the West End, not Pleasure Island so much anymore.
West Side, yes.
Yeah.
Pleasure Island, not as much. That's more the area that they call the Landing.
Yeah.
And so
when referencing Disney Springs, you can tell kind of where you are, because it's about a mile in between the two.
It feels like it.
It does, yeah.
A lot of times we just go by, is it Orange Parking or Lime Parking?
Right.
And so we are at Orange Parking.
And I got to tell you, at Disney Springs, if you've ever been there before, the parking is pretty awesome. It's a smart garage, right? So it'll tell you how many spaces are available. There's red lights to say don't park here. There's green lights to say do park here. It's pretty awesome.
It is.
And they're building a new parking garage across the street.
They are. I think that's actually going to be more for cast members.
Oh, okay.
But we did notice, no one has mentioned this. If you see, they're actually building a walkway also.
Oh, really?
If you drive past it, just if you're coming down the road this way and the parking garage is on your right,
you
can see the structure. There's a little bit on the left, but you can see a pretty big structure on the right that I'm sure is going to be a walkway, just like we have at the other end.
Well, and another thing, as you talk about walkways and so forth, that I see that they're building the gondola ride from Hollywood Studios to Epcot?
All right, I'm horrible at this. I know it is. There's one going to Epcot, but yeah, I guess it would be from Hollywood Studios to Epcot.
Because that's the link they're missing, right? Is the Animal Kingdom to Hollywood Studios to Epcot to Magic Kingdom. So,
well, there's even going to be a branch over at ESPN. So it's going to move you all around.
That's pretty awesome.
The Disney World property.
They need that.
It's going to be fantastic.
My kids have grown up, of course, with Disney World in our backyard, but they know the bus system by heart and can manipulate it pretty well.
And Diane, I'm sorry, I just saw that you were watching. Thank you so much for joining us. And I think I saw Beatrice and Michael and a couple other people. I'm just checking here. I can't open my computer. So we're having a little trouble here. That's my finger, y'all. All right, so Michael.
Why are you pointing at them?
I'm pointing at them. You know, it's like, what was the Reading Rainbow or the Magic Mirror? And it was, I see Michael and Sean and Beatrice and... Oh, and there's Diane and the collection of the mirror. All right.
Well, that was great.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining us, whether you're watching this live or you're watching this on a broadcast later. Definitely share this with your friends. Get the word out there. We love being here for you, answering your questions, and just meeting you all in person at all the wonderful meet and greets. So have a fantastic week and a great 4th of July, and we hope to see you soon.
It's okay if I finish my drink, is it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.